Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. The European Union is considering a ban on the import of live exotic birds in a further attempt to prevent a bird flu pandemic. Health officials and poultry farmers demanded the ban after a parrot imported from South America died of bird flu in quarantine in Britain. This was the first case of the lethal H5N1 virus to be identified on British soil. And joining us from the Marketplace London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Stephen, first of all, tell us about the dead parrot.
Yes, well, after the Monty Python sketch, of course, it's difficult to take a dead parrot seriously, but this one has caused a lot of anxiety. It was shipped to the UK from Suriname, apparently in good health when it left South America, but died from the H5N1 virus in quarantine in the UK. And the belief is that the parrot contracted the disease from a consignment of other live exotic birds from Taiwan that were also in quarantine.
Yeah, the joke was the parrot wasn't dead, he was just pining for the fjords. How big is the trade in wild birds around the country? Is it big enough to pose that kind of threat?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so far, of course, all the recorded cases of bird flu in Europe have been as a result of migrating birds which infected poultry. The specific worry, of course, about pet birds, and we're talking about canaries, cockatoos, that sort of thing, is that they'll be handled directly by human beings. So there's a clear danger of someone handling them who has conventional flu, catching bird flu as well, and the virus then mutating into something that can pass between humans, resulting in a pandemic.
So the thought is that you simply put a complete ban on the importation of live exotic birds.
That's right, because it's a very big trade. 1 million of these birds were imported last year. However, as Philip Todd, an EU spokesman, acknowledged, there is a worry that a ban could give a further boost to the illegal bird trade.
We have had cases of smuggling in the past, a case of two eagles that were attempted to be smuggled into Belgium, I think a year ago, was detected at border post. So it shows the need for vigilance. We do need to be particularly vigilant against smuggling.
Those eagles that he mentioned there had the H5N1 virus, even with a ban, so therefore live exotic birds will remain a threat because of smuggling. Interpol estimates, incidentally, that the illegal trade in wild birds and other exotic animals is the third biggest black market after drugs and guns. Anyway, later today in Marketplace, a change of subject, we'll be looking at the traders who will lose out as the NYSE goes electronic.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.